Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is A Call to Worship and Praise.
Lord, we come to worship, and we have come to pray. Lord, we come to listen and hear what you would say. Lord, our hearts are longing to meet with you today. For we have come to seek and we have come to say, worthy, you are worthy, King of forgiveness. We've wandered far away. Look down in tender mercy. Forgive our sins, we pray. Oh Lord, we need revival all across this land. Yes, we do. Come move among your people with your mighty hand.
To the Lamb that was slain to redeem us back to God again, to the Lamb who will reign forever and ever. Amen. Don Moen and the worship team opening up A Call to Worship today. And we have indeed come to worship Almighty God and the Lamb of God who was slain for you and for me. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence today with grateful hearts, Lord, thanking you for letting us worship you, letting us praise your holy name. Thank you for your word, Father, which gives us a glimpse into heaven of the thousands of angels and the millions and millions that even right this moment are echoing those very words that we read from the Scriptures, Lord. And here on earth, we echo back those same words, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain." Heavenly Father, this program is for you. We want you to take pleasure in our adoration and our worship today. We want your Holy Spirit to touch our lives today with your presence. We are your children. We have accepted that free gift of salvation, the forgiveness of our sins, purchased by the blood of the Lamb on the cross of Calvary. We are your children. Help us to be comfortable coming into your presence, Lord, knowing that you love us and you know us, every aspect of us. There's nothing about us, Lord, that you do not know. There is nothing that we can say to you that will cause you to stop loving us. Help us to confess our sins to you and accept the free gift of salvation and free gift of forgiveness. May our plans in life, our ambitions, our desires be filtered through your hands, O Lord. May we give you all praise and live our lives in such a way that will give you pleasure. I pray for those that are listening today that do not know you as their Heavenly Father, have never confessed their sins, have never accepted the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, as their own personal Savior and Redeemer. And I pray that throughout this program they might feel your Holy Spirit tugging at their heart, telling them how much you love them, how much you care for them, and how much you want them as your children. Thank you, Father, for loving us, for filling our lives with your presence, and for being with us every moment of every day. And so now, Heavenly Father, we continue to worship you. Jesus Christ said if we lift him up, he would draw all men unto himself. Therefore, Father, we lift up the Lamb of God, Jesus our Lord, today, in adoration and praise.
Today, you alone are worthy.
Lord, you are high and lifted up in this place today. The Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir singing for us. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. In a moment, we'll share Psalm 139. Now let me share with you Psalm 139, verses 1 through 18, and verses 23 and 24. O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eye saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there be any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Search me, O God, reveal my heart. Expose my sin that it may be confessed. Search me, O God, unveil each thought, and leave no hidden motive with faith replaced. Search me, O God, observe my life. Bring to my mind each idle word I speak. Search me, O God, test my resolve, and alert me where you find it. then clothe my conscience with your holiness. Help me to guard it well and keep it clean. Search me,
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard a wonderful medley by the Greg Nelson Singers, Only Jesus, There is a Savior, Jesus Lord to Me, and Where in the World. Right now in the background, it's the Praise Strings, Fairest Lord Jesus, My Jesus, I Love Thee, and I Love You, Lord. Thank you so much for worshiping with us today here on A Call to Worship. Thank you also for your letters and your financial help with this ministry. Your gifts to this ministry keep us going, and I just want to say thank you for having a part in this ministry. Coming up a little later in our broadcast today, we're going to be talking about being honest to God. May sound a little strange because we know that God knows everything about us, and yet He loves us just the same. God encourages us to be honest with Him. All spiritual begins and continues with a transparent admission of our struggles. Do you want the joy of forgiveness? Are you looking for comfort? Then come to the Lord in true confession, not to be condemned, but to be liberated from the weight of our guilt. Sin is not the only context in which God desires our truthfulness. He wants us to be honest with Him in our feelings, our emotions, our ambitions, and our failures. Allow the Holy Spirit to put His finger on areas of your life where you haven't been completely honest with God. Trust the Lord to give you His grace and wisdom to meet you at your point of need. Coming up later, honest to God. We'll be talking more about that later in the broadcast. Briefly, I want to say thank you for worshiping with us and for checking us out on the Internet. The address for our Internet site is www.calltoworship.us. Lots of good things on that website, including the program. Every week, we post the program for beginning today and the following week. For those of you that may have missed it on your local station, or maybe in your part of the country, there's no station that airs Call to Worship. You can still have a part in your life by just worshiping with us by listening to the station on our website. On that website also, there's other things. The complete program schedule for today is printed out, and you can follow along with us. You can check out where this program is aired around the country. Over 230 stations carry this program every Sunday. And there's some other things there, too, so maybe you'd like to check it out. Find out for yourself at www.calltoworship.us. And if you need to communicate with us, you can write to us here at dave@calltoworship.us. And also, if you'd like to write to us and send a gift, our mailing address is Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. So I hope you'll write to me, and if you can, if you send a financial gift, that would be very, very helpful. Well, let's go right back to this wonderful medley with the Praise Strings as we hear the song, My Jesus, I Love Thee. And then we'll wind up with I Love You, Lord.
the words of my mouth and sing to you, and let your will be done in all that I do. Let the life that I live
provides the grace to persevere. my trust in you. I will place my trust in you. I will place my trust in you.
And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled A Touch of His Presence, Meditations for a Richer Life of Faith, published by Zondervan Corporation. Earlier we read from Psalm 139. In verse 23, remember it said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." Today I'm going to talk about being honest to God. Many of the epistles in the New Testament were written to encourage new believers and to instruct them in their faith. But often embedded in many of the letters were rather stiff warnings about problems that have crept into the church. The Galatians needed to continue their walk in the Spirit and not revert back to the law. The Corinthians were dealing with key moral issues. The Thessalonians had some in their midst who were confused about Christ's return, and others who were troublesome busybodies. These issues needed to be confronted if they were to be resolved, which is a vital principle for all who want to make progress in their relationship with Christ. We can deal effectively and victoriously with our problems, but we must first bring them before the Lord and not suppress them. God encourages us to be honest with Him. All spiritual authenticity begins and continues with a transparent admission of our struggles. In Psalm 32, King David prayed, "When I kept silent, my bones wasted away, my strength was sapped. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity." The longer David suppressed his sin, the more his heart ached. Only when he brought his sin to the light of God's forgiving presence did he sense God's comforting presence. Are you looking for comfort today? Do you want the joy of forgiveness? Then come to the Lord in true confession, not to be condemned, but to be liberated from the weight of our guilt. Why are we afraid to speak candidly and openly with our omniscient Father, who knows us perfectly and yet still loves us for eternity? Sin is not the only context in which God desires our truthfulness. He wants us to be honest with Him in our feelings, our emotions, our ambitions, our failures. We all harbor secret fears and longings that we think we can't discuss with God. That's nonsense. Check out the Psalms, where the writers release their frustrations and disappointments. They wondered where God was in their adversity. They felt abandoned. They questioned His justice. God wasn't threatened by their acknowledgement. He knew and still knows that until we surface our complaints and feelings, we will not develop a completely trusting relationship with Him. Allow the Holy Spirit to put His finger on areas of your life where you haven't been completely honest with God. Trust the Lord to give you His grace and wisdom and meet you at your point of need. The solution may not come quickly, but once you begin a heartfelt conversation with God, you are already far down the road to recovery and wholeness. Honesty isn't the best policy with God. It is the only policy. Heavenly Father, I know sometimes there are feelings in my life that I don't verbalize to you. I'm not quite sure why, because I know there is comfort in talking to you about them. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard your voice, and it told me that you love me. And I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to you. Heavenly Father, draw me nearer to you, nearer to the cross where you died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to your precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice. And it told me that you loved me, and that I can be secure in your arms.
I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Precious bleeding side, oh, the pure delight of a single hour, that before thy throne I stand. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side, to thy precious bleeding
Well, thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. And thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or you can find us on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. And if you want to send a gift on that website, you can do that too. And by the way, the broadcast ministry of Call to Worship is part of the broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry. So let's continue on with music as we wind up our program today with the Tom Fetke Singers and their song entitled, Sing Hallelujah.